Das Chazar ist der Chinesh al-Bach, ich hasse Schagen, und wir haben Yehudim, es ist der Sukkah, Davchav Gimel. Sagt der Mishnah, if one makes a Sukkah on a wagon or on top of a ship, it's kosher, and one may go up into it, even on Yom Tov. If one makes a Sukkah on top of a tree or on a camel, it's kosher, but you're not allowed to go onto it or into it on Yom Tov. If one makes two walls of the Sukkah by using a tree, and the third wall is man-made, or the reverse, it's kosher, but you're not allowed to go into that Sukkah on Yom Tov. If three walls are man-made and one is made using a tree, then it's kosher, and you're even allowed to go into it on Yom Tov. The general rule is, if one would remove the tree and the Sukkah would remain standing, such a Sukkah is kosher, and you're allowed to go into it on Yom Tov. Zok de Gemara, our Mishnah, which validates a Sukkah on a ship, follows Rabbi Akiva. However, Rabbi Gamliel argues and says that such a Sukkah would not be kosher. Abaye said, all agree that if the Sukkah is not sturdy enough to withstand a normal wind on land, it would be possible when it's on the ship also. Also, if it could withstand an unusually strong wind on land, a Ruach She'ena Metzuya on land, all would agree it would be a kosher Sukkah even when on the ship. The Machlekes is where it could withstand a normal wind on the land, but not a Ruach She'ena Metzuya. Rabbi Gamliel says, since it can't withstand a normal sea wind, it has no level of permanence and is therefore possible. Rabbi Akiva says a Sukkah only has to be temporary in nature, and since it can withstand a normal wind on land, it is kosher. The Mishnah said, Oyal Gabi Gomel V'chulu Zokti Gemara. The Mishnah follows Rabbi Meir, who says that a Sukkah may be built on an animal's back. However, Rabbi Yehuda argues and says that it may not. Rabbi Yehuda says, the Pasuk says a Sukkah must be made for 7 days. It has to be made for you for 7 days. This teaches that a Sukkah is only kosher when it's fit to be used for all 7 days of Sukkahs. Since one may not go onto an animal on Yom Tov, such a Sukkah cannot be used on the days of Yom Tov. And that's why it's possible. Rabbi Meir says the Isser of mounting an animal is only the Rabbanon. Therefore, it's considered to be fit to be used for all 7 days of Sukkahs. So, Gemara Brice says, Rabbi Meir says, if one uses a live animal as a Sukkah wall, the Sukkah is possible. Rabbi Yehuda says, it's kosher. Rabbi Meir would say that a live animal may not be used for a Sukkah wall, it cannot be used for a lechi of a mavoi, it cannot be used for a corner board around the well, or for the cover of a casket. Rabbi Yossi Aglili says, it also may not be used to write a get on. Meaning to write a get on a live animal would not be kosher. What's the reasoning of Rav Meir? So Abaye said he's afraid that the animal will die on Yom Tov. Rav Zeir said he's afraid that the animal will run away. So if the animal used is a tied down elephant, all would agree it could be used because there's no concern that it will run away. It's tied down. And even if it were to die, the dead animal is big enough that it'll still be 10 tefachim high. The machlekes would be where an untied elephant is used. According to Abaye, there's no concern. But according to Rav Zeir, there is a reason for concern. And therefore, so according to Abaye, it would be kosher. According to Rav Zeir, it would be possible. In fact, why wouldn't Abaye also be concerned for the animal running away? So you're right, actually he would be. And the machlekes is only regarding using a smaller animal that's tied up. According to Rav Zeir, there's no concern. Even the concern of it dying is not common, and therefore it's not a valid concern. According to Abaye, we're concerned that it will die. How can it be a wall when there's all that space from the ground to the animal between its legs? So how can that be a kosher wall? As Mara says, he's talking about where he fills it up with branches. Why are we not concerned that the animal will bend down, thereby becoming lower than 10 tefachim? The Mara says, we're talking about where the animal is held in a standing position by strings from above. If so, why is Abaye concerned that it may die? It'll be held standing anyway, so what's the problem? And tomorrow we're concerned for the case when the animal is just slightly over seven tefachim, and a little bit over seven to the schach at 10, it's a kosher wall with loved. However, if the animal were to die, it would shrink ever so slightly, which would make it maybe drop to a drop under seven tefachim, and therefore you could not use loved anymore to use it as a kosher wall. That's Abaye's concern. How can Abaye explain that Rameh is concerned for death when faced with one Mishnah that seems to be concerned for the possibility of death and another Mishnah that is not? Abaye explained that the Mishnah that's concerned for death follows Rabbi Yehuda. As we see, he does not allow one to designate Truma and Maisa from wine and then drink the wine, leaving over a bit at the end for the Truma and Maisa because he's concerned that the bottle will break, which is similar to the concern of death. And the other Mishnah, Zokt Abaye, follows Rabbi Meir, who allows one to drink the wine and leave over at the end. He's not concerned for the breaking of the bottle, just as he's not concerned for the possibility of death. So you see, Abaye says Rabbi is not concerned for death, and for the Gemara, Abaye meant to say that the Mishnah that is concerned for the possibility of death follows Rabbi Meir. The other one follows Rabbi Yehuda, as we find in a Braisa regarding using an animal for the wall of a Sukkah, where Rabbi Meir does not allow it out of concern that the animal may die.